Hi, everybody. It's your pal, Don Barris. Now, before the start of today's podcast, I want to let everyone know that we had a problem with recording of the show. Now, let's not blame today's sound engineer, Katie Manzella, because it wasn't her fault. Let's just say that the master recording and the backup recording failed us. So today's podcast was taken from the video cameras, and that sound quality isn't up to the high standard set here at Simply Down the Podcast Network. You'll also hear a clicking sound throughout the program. That was the sound of the photographers that were in the studio taking pictures for a future Big 3 photo book. Now, before we start the podcast, there is one other thing I'd like to share, and that is that Perry today was supposed to review the film Midnight Cowboy. Well, he did, and it was terrible. Also, you could barely hear it, so we cut the piece. Not all is lost forever. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert. If you don't want to find out what's going to happen, don't listen here. But Perry, he took his knowledge of the character from the film, and he revamps it for today's Mole Play. Enjoy episode 1019.
Simply Done, the podcast network.
Who's that, Scaremaster?
Donny Osmond?
Donny Osmond, how dare you?
Okay, here's what's going on. We're playing rock and roll trivia. Dan's got a book called Rock Faces, and Scaremaster's trying to guess who the rock is.
Right.
Who's that, Scaremaster?
I said Donny Osmond.
I buzz in. Paul and Linda McCartney.
Oh, God, that's when he was a young kid.
No, he wasn't a kid. He was already out of the Beatles.
All right, Scaremaster, who's that? What band is that?
Pink Floyd.
I got it, Queen.
That is Queen.
2-0. I'm kicking your fucking ass.
You're going to beat the shit out of me because those are your books.
It's not because of that. I would have known that anyway. That's the album. That's from the music.
All right, Scaremaster, who's that? Who's that?
Hold the picture up so I can see it. I have no idea.
Bob Dylan.
It is Bob Dylan.
See, I don't know Bob Dylan very well.
Well,
you should meet him. You guys will like each other.
He's hardly popular. Hardly known by
Okay, Bob who Dylan. Is that? Who is that?
I don't know.
Tupac.
That's right. Oh!
Tupac Shakur.
I have no idea who Tupac is face to face.
No, he isn't face to face.
I just know him from.
You couldn't because he's dead.
Well.
That's cold.
Face to face or.
I wish I had a 40 to dump out for him right now.
A drink? 40 ounce?
Okay, one more, Scaremaster. Who are these guys?
I have no clue.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Nice, and he gets it.
You know what Mary Jane calls him?
I know.
He kicked your ass, Dan.
Mary Jane calls Beavis and Butthead's grandparents.
I've known Paul Simon. That's why I recognize him.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
That's a good song.
I know Scaremaster knows who that is.
Sid Vicious.
Yeah. Hey, you know this music? I know this music.
What?
This is the opening music to our television show.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Hi, I'm your pal, Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
And I'm, of course, the Scaremaster. Scary Perry.
Well. Welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Nice to have you back. We're back in the studio for the first time, and it seems like ages. When was the last time we had a show in here?
Like last year.
Yeah, well, you could say when did you go in for your operation?
The second operation was December 1st.
December 1st, so we haven't had a show in here since November. Wow.
Wow.
I thought we were going to do more shows in the hospital.
Well, Perry was in and out, and that if for the people that don't know, Perry went in for neck surgery, his second neck surgery, in 2011.
Because about the time that he broke his neck when he was skateboarding to show up to that girl.
Yeah, when he was in his 40s. Don't forget that.
When you were 46 years old, you skateboarded and broke your neck.
He left his neck broken for a while because he didn't know what was going on. And then they finally found out you had broken your neck, so they had to have an operation. That was back in May. And then at the beginning of December, you had another operation,
the vertebrae operation.
But then, ooh.
Let's talk about when we were doing the staple and stitches removal.
Is this a staple and stitches removal story then?
Yeah. Can I get into that, or do you want to do it?
What?
I'd like to do it.
Okay, then you
What, open
start.
His neck? You don't know what you're doing.
I got enough of it. No, I got enough of it.
No, you're not going
to. Scaremaster went to Staples.
Wrong.
Yes, no.
I'm taking over. I'm taking over.
I went to Staples to see Bob Seger December 28th. And I'll tell you this. And that was great.
He played.
I thought you were going to Staples to get some stationery.
Boy. I'll tell you this. You might be away for quite a while, but you still got it. He's on fire. He's on fire with a broken neck.
All right. Now, let me finish about the broken neck ordeal. So, my friend Eric.
Why couldn't I finish about the Bob Seger concert?
Yeah, did he just turn the page? Oh, yeah.
On the long, lonesome highway.
East of Omaha.
You can sit and shit your pants while waiting for the fall. You've been thinking about a woman. Or the girl you met the night before.
This is like guy talk.
In a way, it is.
Sounds like guy talk.
It's a good song.
Do you like that?
That's a cool song.
But you probably like the Metallica version better.
So, back to when I went back into the hospital to get the stitches and staples removed.
I saw Grand Illusion, Styx cover band at Pleasures, the strip club out in Pasadena a couple weeks ago.
Oh, they still performing over at Pleasures?
Oh, yeah, man. Grand Illusion's cool. Still rocking.
Welcome to the Grand Illusion.
Come on now and see what's happening.
Pay the price Come on. And welcome to the show.
Whoa, we should be in a band ourselves. I know this, but let's see how good Perry's memory is.
Oh, boy.
All right, think back, and this is such an easy mole trivia question, it's sickening. What is Mole's favorite all-time band?
I know it.
I asked Perry first.
Mole's favorite all-time band?
All-time favorite band is?
Boston.
Yeah, smoking!
And yours is?
I've got a few, but my all-time favorite is AC/DC.
Yeah, and do you know mine?
Bob Seger.
No. It was the Beatles. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
You didn't know that?
No.
They were a band in England.
No, like, I know who the Beatles are.
You just
are.
Said you didn't know that.
I didn't know that he... I didn't
no,
know,
no, 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 no. You didn't know the Beatles band, were.
I didn't know
he just
were
said the Beatles, yeah. And you go, I don't know
and
the Beatles.
And they played the Ed Sullivan Show, and some people...
Tell them
who
the Beatles are.
I'm trying
I know
to
who the Beatles
right
are.
Now. Four lads from Liverpool, they called them.
I know they are.
They were from a place called Liverpool, England.
They were my cousin's favorite band when I was a little
guy. Yeah, but he got that from Dan.
Yeah, probably.
What?
Yeah, anything I do, it seems your cousin wants to
No!
Do.
My older cousin, Mark. Not Sammy.
What,
Mark's favorite band back when we were little kids.
Have you ever seen AC/DC perform before?
Yeah, when you got me those tickets for Irvine Meadows.
Oh, is
Remember
that the
that?
Only time ever?
That was the only time I saw AC/DC perform on stage.
Were they good?
Awesome show.
How far were you away?
I think we were in the Luge. My friend Mark and I, my old boss Mark and I. But I think we were in the Luge area.
Ah, and when this was in the Olympics?
Irvine Meadows Amphitheater.
Where'd you place? Bronze?
I don't think he placed. We would have known about that.
What do you mean by where did I place?
What do you mean by what happened at Staples Center with your neck?
In the Luge.
All right. Now, talking about my neck, let's go back to the
hospital.
Have
you ever seen Boston play?
Yeah, I've seen Boston play.
How many times have you seen Boston?
As many times they did before the poor guy killed himself, which was so sad.
What's so funny?
It's not funny. Brad Delp was a great tortured genius, and he tried to, and he laid it all on the line with a suicide note called "A Man I'll Never Be." But you know what? Just like Karen Carpenter when she was singing "Top of the World" and
that's,
then "Rainy Days and Sundays,"
too. Top
just
of the
desperate
world
cries for help. And
down
all anyone
on creation,
hears is a great
and
tune.
The only inspiration I
yeah,
can find.
Karen Carpenter is another one.
Is the love that I found ever since you've been around.
If you put Ooh. Me and fuck me on top of the
oh,
world.
Oh, Dan, that's more guy talk.
She was an awesome entertainer.
Great lady.
Yeah.
The only problem is she
got...
Real
fat piece of shit, though.
Karen Carpenter?
Yeah.
She all of a sudden became anorexic
Thank
and bulimic.
God.
She was
really
bonier than shit. What are you, crazy?
Well, maybe at the end because she finally realized.
I'm going to be a top singer like this, I got to lose some weight.
Got to drop the pounds.
She wasn't that fat.
Not at the end there.
Oh, God.
What were we talking about before? Oh, that's right.
My neck.
You performing at the Staples Center doing...
No. Wrong. I wasn't performing at the Staples Center. I was at the hospital, and the doctor was removing the staples and stitches out my neck. He pulls out four staples, and all of a sudden, blood spurts out, and he goes, we got a blood clot.
Did you say gotcha?
No, I didn't say gotcha.
Did it squirt him in the face?
I don't know where it squirted him, but a little blood splurted out, and it was, blood clot. So,
Blood Clot would be a great name for a heavy metal band.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, here they are rocking it out to Blood Clot.
Blood Clot's gonna go straight to your brain and kill you.
We almost lost our best friend that way.
The band Blood Clot is gonna go racing your brain and kill you with their music.
Okay.
All right, so what happened?
That's all I have to say.
Well, I went back into the hospital. Then they did an emergency surgery the next morning.
We saw you. Remember when you were peeing in that bucket on the show last time?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? I mean, you know.
I mean, I had to go, so.
Yeah, but, okay, you, Mary Jane was in there. I was in there.
I had to go, and you guys didn't give a shit, so.
No, but, I mean, you could have said, hey, I'm going to use the restroom. Or you could have made it cute by saying, I'm going to use the little boy's room. Can I have just a moment?
No, I told you guys that I would...
No, you did. That's a fucking lie.
Okay, whatever.
You think we're into watching you pee?
Whatever.
Quincy is.
But I said...
Well, he says he is.
He said he was mad that I was going to use the bottle.
If I remember correctly, you kept pulling the sheet to show that little Italian cock ears.
Whatever.
Did we see your dick? Did you...
Everybody that was there in the room at the time.
Why would you do that?
I had to go, so what difference does it make? I mean, I had to go, so let me go.
Can I ask a question? You know what would be nice? If we put on the Elvis lights.
Do you know how to turn that on, Perry? The Elvis lights?
Where's the Elvis
lights? Just turn your neck that way.
Turn
your neck that way.
On the floor. Just turn on the...
switch on the power.
The switch. Can you just say, yeah, I do.
Where?
Oh, don't be fucking idiotic. Look on the floor behind there. Move your fucking head.
It's like you can't move your neck or something.
I can't even...
Come on. Fucking take that brace off.
Fuck you.
You didn't do it.
Almost. Almost. There we go.
There we go.
Nice. Okay. I like the grapes.
You like the grapes?
That's weird.
Move my neck, yeah. Not now.
Exactly.
It's not able to be done.
So what are the chances you'll ever come back from this neck injury?
February 10th. Is my next doctor's appointment. I'm hoping on that day I won't be needing to wear the neck brace any longer. So,
will you play again next season?
That's next season.
Will you be ready for any of the playoff games?
Meaning you expect me to play in any of the playoff games?
I would expect you to be ready in case you're needed.
I'm not going to be able to play in any of the games.
Should they take you off the roster then so they have a spot open?
They got a spot open. I was never on the roster.
You're sure?
Yeah.
If you've never heard the show before, we're maybe one of the finest podcasts out there today. And the reason, I would have to pinpoint it, because what we do on this show is we talk about our own personal lives. What else do we talk about, Mo?
Scaremaster knows.
Top culture.
Top culture?
Top culture.
We talk about top culture.
Organic culture.
No, yes. We talk about pop. Pop culture.
I said the word wrong.
I think I'm going to stick with Scaremasters.
For top culture?
I think we go with top culture.
All right. Well, anyway, so that's what makes our show interesting. Another thing is that we let the fans, the people that care about our show... We let them be part of it. If you have something you want to say to us, you send us $10, you'll get a little shout-out. Say your name on the air. So it's time once again for a little thing called the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
You want to read this one?
Sure do.
Here you go, pal.
It's an article. It's a newspaper article called Gays Love the Caravello.
What?
Right there. Clipping from a newspaper. Yep, you see
it. So it must be real. Yep.
On the back, it's by Thomas Paine. A new cookie is sweeping the gay community off its feet. The strong set of arms they are falling into go by the name of Caravello. But Caravello, doesn't the Italian name drum up images of grease, laziness, and gaudy jewelry? Not so, says baker Arthur C. Clarke, inventor of the famed cookie. Baking has been the love of my life ever since I served in the Navy during World War II. Clarke's inspiration, the ship chef, a strapping raven-haired beefcake by the name of Christopher Sonny Cookie Caravello. He affected my life in so many ways, said Clarke. He touched me more deeply than any man ever has. The two seamen met while stationed together on the steaming beaches of the Aleutian Islands. Eventually, Clarke left Aleutia to fight on the front lines of Okinawa and Antietam, never to see his cookie again. I never heard from him after that, but I think of him every day when I drop a warm load of batter onto the baking sheet. After the war, Clarke returned to America to establish a successful bakery recently. He has connected to a whole new audience of young urban males. These men just can't get enough of putting Caravello into their mouths. Cookie itself is a delicious handcrafted piece of heaven filled with vanilla cream that is made special each morning. Next page. Oh, look at the picture.
Okay. Let me see.
A little trick I learned from a friend in the Navy, says Clarke with a wink. The cookies are then lathered with a lip-smacking strawberry frosting and topped off with navy blue anchor. From here out, the name Caravello will be synonymous with warm cream filling and homosexual cuisine, said Ethan Allen, local fan of Caravello, of the Caravello. Clarke is happy with the success of the Caravello and that his love for his one and only cookie can be shared. I can barely keep them on the shelves. Many customers buy dozens for pride parades and dog fashion shows. Here's a picture of the bakery with the notation underneath it.
Can I see it, please? A local. You know what's funny? Your grandfather was named Cookie Caravello, too. Let me see this.
My grandfather.
Your father. Actually, your father.
That's what. Thank this you. Dean, weren't you listening, man?
No, I listened to the whole thing, but right. I didn't. Look I at didn't the. Put two, look two, at the. Two
I, let me just read the. Was let me World read the little note underneath the picture that says, "A local patron purchases the Caravello, the latest craze among local homosexual community, created by a World War II naval hero, Arthur C. Clarke." Insert. There's Arthur C. Clarke.
Whoa.
I gotta see this.
That is something else.
Gays love the Caravello.
And there's a letter from Bowers, Fisher & Coast. That
I gotta get a frame for that. We have to.
I'll tell you what. I'm like. I wish that bakery would send us some of those cookies. Is what I'm like.
Wait a second.
Are you kidding me? Hold on a second. Let me read this note from Bowers, Fisher & Coast. Dear Big Three, being Big Three fans, we're always on the lookout for Big Three in the news. Recently, we found the attached article. Oh, that's what I just read. We're sure you've received dozens of copies of it already, but here's one more. Sincerely, Big Three fans, Bowers, Coast, and Fisher. P.S. Because we gave all our money to Perry's Memorial Fund, the Foundation for Homosexual Italian Americans, we were not able to buy you authentic cookies from the chic bakery. Please accept these homemade substitutes.
Well, this looks like, here's one that kind of looks like a penis.
First
that says
off,
in the Navy.
First off, why did they say gay men just love putting a K-A-R-A-V-E-L-L-O above.
Look at this, man.
Into his mouth. So they made it look, and they spelt it out the way you spell out the name.
Can I see?
Meaning BSing on Facebook with my last name with a K. Right. The way you spell my last name in Windy City Heat with a K.
I didn't have anything to do with the spelling of your name. I'm looking at these cookies. Would you like one? Oh, look at this. They've got one with...
They're really good.
There's one that says Perry.
Let's see.
That's an anchor.
There's Don. Let me have one,
please.
I really got it. Let him have one, please.
Here you go. Here's one, a full one with the anchor.
Thank you.
Giant wave. Show it to the camera. Hold it up. Show it to the camera. And now put it in your mouth. Just a little bit of it like this. Check it out.
Looks like a dick in my mouth, right?
It kind of does look like a dick in your mouth. What do you think?
That's awesome.
Fit that cock right off.
I got
nudge.
Old habits die hard, dude.
Well, thanks.
Habits die hard.
Who said that again?
Bowers, Coast, and Fisher.
Well, thanks, guys, for finding this article. It really adds something to it. We got some Christmas cards. Here's one from Travis V. He didn't send money, so I can't really.
Most people,
you know what? This was a $10 shout-out. I'm sorry about that. So I should do this. Perry. I'm inspired by your courage. I'm sorry about the blood clot from the HIV surgery. Remember, nothing can stop this scare, master.
Excuse me, I did not have HIV. I never will have HIV, and it's not going to happen.
Well, that says it right here.
I don't care what it says on that card.
Remember, nothing can stop this scare, master. Here's a $10 shout out to keep you from blowing for bucks.
Whatever.
Well, it's nice.
But number one, I don't have AIDS. I never will have AIDS.
Well, so come on, we gotta get these $10 shout outs.
Yes. Don might get mad at you at this, but he loves you like a brother. Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that's nice. That's thank nice. You.
Okay.
And I do appreciate
all right.
that.
This is one from a guy. No shout. This is a guy. But he did say Merry Christmas, Big Three, and we should give some kind of praise. Do you see a name on there? Don and Joe?
Don and Joe.
They sent a very cool picture of a cartoon. I wonder if that's really them. Here's another one right there.
Okay, here's one. It's a lovely one. A beautiful Christmas card from Canada. Merry Christmas, Big Three. Hope you all have a good Christmas. I also hope Harry's gender reassignment went well. I don't know what the Jabbahos believe in, but happy holidays to them, too. Best, John A. McDonald. Thanks for the $10, John.
Yeah. You want to read one, Perry?
Sure.
Okay. This is another $10 one. Perry, go ahead. Read okay. that.
The following is a reoccurring dream that I'm having trouble reconciling. I'm at the Rainbow Bar and Grill with Perry Caramello. That's Caravello. We're on a date. From across the table, he has been seducing me with his eyes all night. I can't take it anymore. Next slide. I get up from the table and grab him by the shoulders. We share a deep, passionate kiss. At this point, I can no longer contain my lust. I push the scare master onto the table and rip off his skateboard t-shirt, revealing two creamy breasts and whatever. I begin to put on a condom, but Perry stops me and says, "No, I want to feel you inside." What is this, some gay guy?
Just finish it, dude. Come on, we gotta get through these.
Whatever.
It's a $10 shout out, for God's sake.
How can I resist? I waste no time in penetrating his tight cheerio. Yeah, right. And at that moment, we become one. After 5 minutes of pelvic thrusting, I erupt in passion and collapse on top of him. This guy's fucking dreaming.
Well, just finish what
it's,
he says.
It's then.
He said it was a dream, dude.
It's then that he tells me with tears in his eyes, I'm so sorry, but I have HIV. Oh God, it's okay. I say I have HIV too. I'm not an expert on dreams. Oh thank God, it's only a dream. But I think this may
mean didn't actually
Perry
happen.
And I are destined to be together. Oh, fucking Dimitri Moreland, fucking nut.
Yeah,
no, we're not destined to happen. No, I don't have HIV, and no, I'm never going to have
Perry,
HIV.
Do you understand in a way that's a compliment?
Okay, it's
totally
a dream.
Totally a compliment. You should say thank you to Dimitri.
Thank you for...
The $10 shout-out for dreaming
shout out
about you.
And dreaming about me, but stop being
it's,
gay.
Come on.
Because I'm not gay. I'm not gay. I'm not going to...
It's flattering.
Okay, whatever.
It's unbelievably
whatever,
flattering.
Whatever. Okay.
All right. Here's another one. This guy sent $20. It's an Oliver Keen. Dear Big Three, thanks to Rucka Rucka Ali and his music, the world learned Perry had AIDS. Perry's stay at Kaiser AIDS Hospital, a male nurse named Valentino informed us that Perry's AIDS had been cured. Since Valentino clearly hates Perry, one wonders if he lied in order to keep Perry sick. Enclosed is $20 as a late Christmas gift to Perry, but since Perry hates Christmas and rejects Christ, please give the money to a much better
Christ.
Person, Mary Jane. Once again, Oliver Keen. Here's one for
number
you.
Number one, I don't reject Christ. Number two, I don't hate Christmas. It's against my religion to believe in.
Hey, here's one from Tyler and Jared. They're from Omaha, Nebraska. You ever been there, Scaremaster?
No, I haven't.
Remember Mutual of Omaha, Wild
yeah,
Kingdom?
I do.
They used to take a cat and strap
right.
it down an alligator and eat it.
Right, right.
It's $10 shout out. One, dear Don Barris, Walter Malinsky, and Perry Fairy Caramello. We'd like to start on mentioning that we're huge fans of the Big Three podcasts. It's a great way to catch up on pop culture while learning about your personal life. Sometimes too much personal information. Scary, Perry. Over the years, we noticed that Perry, while still looking great at 58 years young, has a hairline that has been receding at an astonishing rate. Don't get us wrong. Dan Barney obviously proves that bald can be beautiful. But the Scaremaster just doesn't look the same without the long, disgusting, greasy Dago hair. Since Perry's hairline is thinning while the rest of him goes wider, we would like to extend an invitation to Perry Caramello to join the Hair Club for Men chapter in Omaha, Nebraska, where currently serve as members. We are a very new age, tolerant, gay friendly organization, so we believe Mr. Caramello, if you're right at home, would make the perfect figurehead for our small group. Not only will the new hair growth help Scaremaster's confidence, it will help turn the heads of young men and opportunistic casting directors once again, just as Perry did in his glory days, i.e., 1992. We'd also like to wish everybody in the Big Three a safe new year, most notably Terrifying Tim, whose heroic and patriotic actions instantly put him in the history books alongside Griswold, Grant, Washington, and Cookie Caramello, as men who would do anything, and we mean anything, no matter how explicit the act, to keep America secure and free. And close this $40,
yeah,
which is to be divided amongst the new Big Three, Mole, Dan Barney, and Rucka Ruck Ali. Mary Jane can have the last 10 as a reward for her hard work on the show. Sincerely, Jared and Tyler, page one.
Okay.
Is there another page?
No, it just says page one at the bottom.
Oh, I wonder why it says that.
Because they're getting us excited about page two.
Oh, you think that might be coming soon?
Maybe.
All right, here's another one. This was $10, and who's this from? It's from Washington, the state, the number one apple-producing state in all of America, right ahead of Michigan, the number two apple-producing state.
Dear Big Three Podcast, as a longtime listener to your show, let me first say that your show is a great place to find out about your personal lives and what is happening in pop culture. As a soldier in the U.S. military, I was very
all right.
I was lucky enough to have had the opportunity to shake Terrifying Tim's hand while I was stationed in the Middle East. I told a lot of respect. And I hold a lot of respect for Tim, for what he has done for this great country and his donation to eliminate Osama bin Laden.
Will be remembered
forever. He truly is an American hero. I am a huge fan of Don Barris and of the Ding Dong Show. And I hope the Simply Don Podcast Network flourishes. His ability to orchestrate the massive amounts of talent that is packed into a podcast is baffling and amazing. You are truly a one-of-a-kind comic and producer.
Thank you. In a
personal note...
Thank you.
Last summer, my 1970 Ford Mustang boss was having troubles. Walter Molinsky actually... help me patch my radiator in 110 degrees.
Oh, yeah!
He was driving by and said he had experience with cars and offered to lend a hand. Thanks again, Walter.
Whoa. Hey, God,
it's still running like a dream.
You,
and to Perry, P-A-R-R-Y, I'm not bisexual, nor am I. Well, the only bisexual I am is I pay for pussy. But I can completely understand where you're coming from. My girlfriend is bisexual. She pays for pussy too. You are a tremendous inspiration to hard-nosed bisexual dudes everywhere. Having grown up in Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois, you're a man after my own heart. Thank you for all of your hard work on the podcast. Keep up the good efforts. Military personnel around the world depend on you every week to keep them informed of life on the home front. Sincerely, Drew Clay.
Give Drew a nice hand.
Thank you, Drew.
Thank you for keeping us safe, Drew. Honestly.
There you go, buddy.
You know,
nice work, Drew.
Thank you. You know, I'll tell you, we may have a lot of $10 shots, but, you know, these people, we haven't been able to talk to anyone for quite a while because we haven't had a show, really. And so we're just catching up. Here's another one. This was a $10 shout-out. I'll read this one. This comes from BCF Publishing. Dear Mr. Caravello, I'm very excited to be writing you. My name is Dr. Professor Ernest P. Worrell. I'm in the middle of writing a book on the history and the analysis of fanny packs, and I desperately need your help. My book will have a lot of the standard historical information on the fanny packs that I'm sure you already know. For example, who invented the fanny pack? Where the name fanny pack came from?
I have no idea.
What I mean? That kind of stuff. What I need from you, a connoisseur of belt packs and buffalo pouches, are the answers in the following fanny pack questions. Number one, is a fanny pack more of a functional necessity, fashion statement, or both? We'll go right to you on that one.
It's stuff that I need for myself. I mean, I can't keep it in all pockets.
But you wear it so well, it's somewhat of a fashion statement, isn't it?
Well, I'm good. All right.
So that would be both?
All right, I guess. But it's not on me for fashion. It's on me because I need all the shit that I have in the damn thing. All
right, question two. Do you find wearing a fanny pack to the side is cool and edgy?
No.
I do.
I do too. Is it acceptable to wear a fanny pack with a tuxedo?
Would I wear a fanny pack? Yeah, I did. That's right, I did.
If it's, the situation dictates, you know.
Have you ever had to use a fanny pack as a weapon? Good question.
No way. No need.
But if you did, it would probably be killer.
No, because it would break my phone.
It would,
whatever. I couldn't use it as a weapon.
Is it acceptable to have logos on a fanny pack? Like, with Stupid or World's Greatest Dad?
I would say World's Greatest Dad would be on my fanny pack, but I hardly ever see my daughter, so I really...
Other than that, you never see your daughter, she has a restraining order against
she doesn't
you.
Have
you
a
are
restraining
the world's greatest dad in my
Thanks.
Book.
She doesn't have a restraining order against
me. Oh, she took it away? She took away the restraining
order?
Oh,
that's great.
That's great.
Because before you went in for the operation, you had said she had a restraining order.
Oh, because of the stupid remark she made.
What was the remarks that she made?
No, we had some beef on the internet, and she made a remark about putting a restraining order on me.
Do you like the mesh ones that expose what's inside your fanny pack, or do you like to keep the contents of your fanny pack a secret?
Well, you guys already know what's in my fanny pack.
Okay, but
let us see it.
No.
Why not?
Because you already know what's there.
You just said...
I don't know everything.
Come on, let's take a mystery.
How many times have I showed you the same shit?
How about this? You open this fanny pack main compartment up. You open the zipper up. Dan and I close our eyes. We reach in there like a Yankee swap.
No fucking way, asshole.
It's at Christmas time.
Fuck off.
Okay, how many items can you fit in your fanny pack? This is the last question.
How many items? Well,
can you fit in your fanny pack?
I've got the net bottom line is going to say what I have in there.
Here we go.
My wallet, my glass
lactate.
Case, my lactate pills, a big bottle of Excedrin.
Business cards.
Business cards.
Condoms.
I've had condoms in the pouch. But at the present time, I don't have any condoms.
Why is that?
Well, because I'm not fucking anybody right now.
Oh,
why can't because you just say making love?
Okay, I'm not making love to any chicks right now.
Well, anyway, to finish this letter, thanks so much for your time. When I finish my book, I will send you a free autographed copy.
Thank
you. It'll be called Pack It in My Fanny, An Analysis and History of Fanny Packs. And this is once again from Dr. Professor Ernest P. Worrell.
Thank you.
All right. Mole, I'm going to read one here.
Dear Big Three, it's not much, but I hope this tiny morsel of $10 shout-out money can aid Mr. Karev Malley in his rehabilitation. I, too, was injured like Perry, and like Perry, my injury was deep under my skin, choking my very soul. You see, for 47 years, I was a furiously closeted gay Italian-American, and like Perry, I was so deep in denial that my repressed gay libido was literally breaking my body looking for an escape. For me, it was my back, not my neck, that finally broke under the weight of my repression. I had to endure several costly and painful surgeries before I realized that it was hidden gayness that was breaking me, not the made-up story I told people that I hurt myself roller skating. No one ever saw me hurt myself. They just believed me. I was very lucky that my friends were so naive. So I know Mr. Caravelli feels how he feels dealing with the intense, painful physical manifestation of repressed gay lust. I understand that Mr. Caravelli is participating in physical rehabilitation, but I believe he needs something more. I would like to offer what I've learned from heterosexual rehabilitation to Mr. Caravelli in exclusive in exclusive and free one-on-one sessions.
What?
Through intense sun sweat out Arrow the Hetero TM sessions, deep tissue pressure, fluid relieving hugs.
The only sessions I have are with women.
And they're straight. Ladies. And straight begone hot yoga. I can work the last gasping heterosexuality out of his breath, out of Mr. Caramelli.
Sorry.
Please consider this offer. I would love to get my hands on Mr. Caramelli and help him fully embrace his homosexual parody that he has repressed for years. Sincerely, David Gambino of the Gambino Crime Family, the James McGreevy Truth Center, West Hollywood, California, Fire Island, New York.
That was nice.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Another one of your brothers, I guess.
That is a very exclusive area.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's nice when your brother's an Italian brother that has the same thing going in his life.
You should do that hot yoga with him, man. Yeah,
you really
I'm not
should.
In, no, I'm
you
not.
You know what? You're going to relax.
Because I'm not gay.
But, look at your neck. Look how much your neck will feel better.
This is a $10 shout-out.
Dear Big 3 Podcast, as the founder of GEICO, G-I-H-C-O-A, pronounced, oh, GEICOA. Or, well, G-E-E-C-O-O-A-H. How would you pronounce that? Okay, well, anyway. I am sending a $10 bill to the members of the Big 3 Podcast for a shout-out. One of the most inspiring public figures to our community is Perry Caramello. He is a great actor and owns an all-American business that has been a great success and is the perfect example of what a man can do when he puts his mind to it. However, I am sad to see Perry Caramello's reputation being soiled still today from an event nearly 20 years ago, the Randy Callahan incident.
Yep.
More recently, the Rucka Rucka Ali song, which leads listeners to believe yet another stereotype of homosexuals being ridden with the AIDS virus. It is sad and despicable and incomprehensible that in this day and age, a person could be treated so unfairly. That being said, I cannot continue my support of him after watching him act out for so long and not face up to his homosexuality and to fail to stand strong against his fellow homo Italiano community. As Perry is a mature 59-year-old man, try again, dumb fuck.
I didn't know you were that old.
I'm not that old.
The other letter said you were 58 years old.
I'm 48. Okay, as Perry is...
Well, somebody's lying here.
I'm 48 years old.
You can understand the confusion, Scare
I feel that his... Wait, I feel that his is yet another story where a well-respected man will not come out of the closet after three-quarters of his life has passed and be true to himself, even sadder yet... Failing short of the great Cookie Caramello, especially after Cookie's role in the current state of the repealing of the repealing of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. At this point, it really is time for Perry Caramello, K-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-O, I spell my name, C-A-R-A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O. Get it, you guys?
Not really.
Stand up proud as the fantastic faggot. I'm not a faggot. That he truly is not. And now that he has the support and respect of the gay community. Most generously, Giamatti Battistelli. Wait. Yeah. B-O-T-T-I-C-E-L-L-I, the fourth. And the homo Italians. Sorry, excuse me. I'm not gay. I'm not a homo. I'm not a faggot.
You don't know that for sure.
I sure the fuck do. Take that back.
Alrighty. Well, you know, at least one thing. there's a group of people that like you.
Nice.
And that's the thing that you have to think about more than anything, because you know what? We're trying to get fans here. You don't want to turn them off by saying negative things about them.
I'm not trying to say anything bad about
especially
them.
Especially $10 shouters.
But when they treat me like I'm a When they treat me like I'm a faggot.
You got to understand, Scaremaster, the Caramello is, or sorry, the Carabello is the biggest selling cookie in the gay community right now, okay? So you understand why that's going to confuse people.
That's funny, actually.
It is funny.
It's fucking hilarious.
Why?
I have another one.
It's wait, just hold on. You got other stuff to eat. Because
all right, hold on. We're down to our last two. This is this is a Christmas card. They sent $20, and it's I don't read much Spanish. So agua. I'll just read what I think it says. Cucaracha, la bamba, señorita, el polo loco. Feliz Navidad. Well, that's very nice. Thank you. And they didn't. Let's see. Did they leave a name? Mr. Todd Elliott from El Paso, Texas, sent that. That was very nice.
Nice. You know what that means?
What?
It means he was talking about Scaremaster's HIV surgery.
Oh, is that what it?
They went good.
Here's our last one, and I'll tell you this right off the bat. I'll have you read it, Mole, but you know what? This is from one of the coolest people in the world. And I
Fonzie?
No, it's not Fonzie. It's not Fonzie.
Dearest Dan, Mole, and Perry, glad that Perry is not dead, but I'm sorry to hear he still hasn't hit the one-minute mark for his X-Men audition. Whoa. I've included $10 each for all of the big three, and whoever can throw a jelly bean or something similar into someone else's mouth can keep the entire lot. I've also included $100 to keep the pod... What? $100 to keep the podcast administration alive. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, apart from Perry, who doesn't enjoy the holidays due to his ridiculous rat religion and his beliefs that are only shared by other illiterate, uneducated douches with kisses, Dan Monahan.
It's Dominic Monahan. He's been on the show like 3 times.
How come Perry says he's Italian and he never left the country? I'm starting to think he's a bit stupid.
He said that in the letter?
The first part is $30, and whoever can throw something in somebody else's mouth can keep the whole lot.
All right, throw it in my mouth.
No, I'm going to throw it in Scaremaster's mouth. I want him to get $30.
I want to do this. All right, catch this, because I want you to have the entire amount. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, make sure you catch it. Don't fuck up.
Don't throw it hard.
No, I'm going to try to get it in your mouth.
Don't snap your neck back, because you got a broken neck.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Open your mouth. Here we go. Oops. No. Nope.
Throwing it at the shoulder, right, dude.
Let me try. It's on your shoulder.
Okay.
Let me have it back. There it is. Let me have a second chance, Mole.
Yeah, do it, Dan.
You ready?
Throw it at the mouth.
You ready? I'm throwing it at the mouth. Oops.
Hey, not the nose, you knucklehead.
Let me try.
Throw it at the mouth.
All right, one more time for Dan. Go ahead, Dan. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. It's your turn.
Oh!
In and out. In and out. Let me try.
What the fuck? Where'd the cookie go?
In and out of your mouth, just like you know who.
Ready? Perry, I want you to get this. Don't fuck up. Oh!
Not at my neck, you knucklehead!
I'm sorry.
Alright, last turn for me.
Alright, and then I get one more. Here. Oh! Off your
glasses. Now off my glasses.
Here. Last chance. Perry, I want you to get
in
this.
In the mouth.
I'm trying to get it in the mouth. Whatever you do, I'm going to throw it like this. It's going to come a little faster.
Open wide, dude.
Wider. Can you get it any wider?
No, I can't get
any.
Can you
get any wider? Here. Oops. Oh, shit.
He didn't have his mouth open.
Well, let's give out the money. Here. Here's your money.
Thank you.
$77 a piece.
Whoa.
Mary Jane, this will be our money. But you know what I like to do, Mary Jane?
This is really nice of all the people that gave $10 shout-outs.
Super nice.
Really nice of everybody that gave the $10 shout-outs.
We're going to be able to split this 4 ways. Mary Jane,
here's
what
I'd
like to do.
Very nice of them, and I want to thank each and every one that has given $10 shout-outs.
You know, we have all this money, you guys, and it's really fun and stuff. But you know who we're forgetting about? Scaremaster, don't put that in your wallet yet. Because
okay.
You know who we're forgetting about? We're forgetting about that child who died kind of at your hands, Nathaniel.
And see, the thing about Nathaniel's passing, I never knew this guy. Right. You just blame me.
That's why I'm saying that we should all give the money to Nathaniel's parents.
That's a fantastic idea.
I don't have a job like you guys do.
Listen,
Mary Jane, what do you think?
I can't do the
Mary Jane doesn't have a job either.
I agree. It should go to the parents.
Okay.
Nathaniel's parents could really use this money. I'll put mine in there.
I can't afford to do that. Well, here, I'll hold the money. I'll give it.
You want to hold the money?
All right.
Hold on a second.
Myself and Mole, we've all contributed.
We need your cash, Scare Master.
But that's like...
This is his money. If he wants to give the money, that's fine.
But you know what we usually do at this time in the show that the fans really seem to like?
What's that?
Pie extension.
A pie extension?
A pie extension.
Oh, a pie
extension.
What do you mean?
Just ask Dan. Say, hey, can I get a pie?
Dan. Can I get a... Dan. Don.
What?
Sorry for calling you Dan. Forgive
me. That's all right.
Can I get a pie extension?
So what you're saying is that instead of giving this money to Nathaniel's parents, you would prefer to raise money by eating a pie and having other people donate to
them. And you get to keep the money.
I get to keep all the money? Okay.
If you get Perry's to keep pie your, time.
We're donating ours, so.
All right,
I'll give you a pie extension for that. Yeah, I do have a pie under here. All right, so you have $77 and $10 right. shout-outs. You know what? We should probably close out the $10 shout-out
sure,
right now,
yeah.
right? All right, and that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you want to give us a $10 shout-out, the way to do it is you send $10, no checks, no money orders. We want straight cash, right, Perry?
Straight cash.
Send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, Hollywood, California, 90046. And if you do that, we'll give you a shout-out on the show. Well, now it's time. So, Perry, you decided instead of donating
to the child parents, pornography...
Child pornography.
Oh, yeah, you're back into that? No way, dude. Seriously, you're back
into... I'm joking.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not.
Instead of dedicating this to the child parents,
okay,
you're going to keep the $77, and you're going to draw attention to this
and
by eating this
pie.
Entire
sure
pie.
Problem. No
okay,
problem.
There you go.
You know what I like
for?
Before you
Thank
start
you.
The pie?
Go ahead.
What people really seem to like.
What's that?
Pie talk, guy talk.
You want to do some pie talk, guy talk?
Sure, why not? Let's get it all going.
All right. Today is like our first day back here, and
right.
it's three guys just sitting around, eating some pie, talking about the ladies. It's time again for pie talk, guy talk.
Oh, yeah. It's guy talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Okay.
Now, today, Perry's eating a cherry lactose pie.
Hang on, I haven't started yet.
All right, go.
Scare Master, what's been happening with you and the ladies?
I'm thinking of Martha
the nurse.
Yeah, I gotta tell you this. Everybody's been writing since our show where we visited you in the hospital.
Right.
Everyone wants to know what happened with you and Martha. Everybody says, I'll bet you Perry ended up banging Martha.
Nope.
So tell us what happened.
She gave me a great sponge bath, and that was the last I saw of her.
She has not called you up to see if she can
nope.
do it at your house.
Keep eating, dude.
By the way, if you don't
and Bobby,
finish this
and Bobby
pie
Ferreira.
By the end of Pie Talk, Guy Talk, we get the money.
Nathaniel's parents get the money.
Well,
Dan gets the money to give to Nathaniel's parents.
That's a little clear how it's going to work. Yeah.
What money?
The $77.
Whose?
The one that we gave to you. You have to finish the pie before the end of Pie Talk, Guy Talk.
Eat, dude. Look at the clock on my watch.
How long's this going to take, Perry? This is a terrible Pie Talk, Guy Talk.
Talk. I'm eating.
Take a bite, dude. Eat.
Come on,
God,
this is
damn.
A perfect time because he's talking.
I'm eating.
I know you are, but you got to eat quicker.
Do Jabba always believe in angels?
No comment.
Oh,
why no comment? They can't?
I'm busy eating.
All right, well, this we should close
Take
it out.
Take a shark bite, dude. Take a shark bite.
What's a shark bite?
That's a big bite, like a great white shark.
Oh, really? Like a quarter of a pie?
It's like picking up the pie and just digging into it.
I don't have the fucking room because I have a goddamn neck brace on. You fucking jag off.
I'm just saying, when you're eating pie, take a shark bite.
Here's the deal, Perry. You yell at Mole, but the truth of the matter is, we're trying to do a podcast that I soon hope...
And no one tries to make you eat pie more than me.
Nobody does. Isn't that true?
Exactly.
Like your pie coach.
All he's doing is helping you. And you got to yell at him? We're trying to carry on a podcast here that one day I hope will break the big three into the mainstream.
When the fuck was that movie going to be made?
What movie exactly. Are you talking about?
Or that the new TV series that we're supposed to be having.
You mean the one where you go around to different places?
When are we going to get the fucking contract?
And you point out stuff
all over
LA and you talk about Italy?
So you're going to go with the contract line again. Maybe we should just close up Pie Talk, Guy Talk.
No, he's almost done.
No, I got to
shark
about
bite
the
that
listening.
Thing, Scaremaster. Oh, there
Come
you
on,
go.
Man.
There you go.
Come on, dude.
God damn.
Are you even half done with it?
I'm about half.
Not like sweet ladies, the teapot bites. Shark bites. There you go.
You got to eat quicker, Perry.
Dude, I got an itch, okay?
I like how you scratch yourself with your thumbnail like you're an ape. But most people use their, like, middle and index and ring finger to scratch themselves. Or usually the index. Or maybe the pinky, but few people dig at their itch with a thumb like one of the great apes. And I find that really, really good. Like, we haven't fully evolved yet.
You know what? I got to tell you this. This is...
That's a shark bite, yeah.
You know what? Maybe I should...
What? Is your hair long or short, Scaremaster? Is your hair long or short?
She's got long hair.
Hey, Mole, you know, while he's doing this...
She's on my Facebook, you knucklehead.
So what do you want from me? I'm not on your Facebook right now. I'm talking to a guy who's eating a pie in the middle of Pie Talk Guy Talk, and he's eating it like he's at the Spring Cotillion, and he's having himself a sweet little tea cake. He's got his little fork, and he's eating delicate little bites. He's not taking a shot
at it. Be a man.
We got to finish this up. There's a lot of other stuff to get to.
Come on.
I got an ass for myself.
You know what? While you're doing this, here's what we should do. Let's talk about one of the best Thai restaurants in town.
Oh, yeah.
They continue to sponsor us. They continue to show love to us. Who am I talking about, Mole?
What the Huck!
What the Huck. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. You know what's funny, Mole?
I know a lot, like when people trip and stuff on the ice.
No, that wasn't what I was talking about. What I was talking about, what's funny, is a lot of people don't believe there's a place called What the Huck.
Why?
What do we have free food from today?
I don't know.
From What the Huck.
Sweet. Where is it?
I'm not going to be able to leave it.
You've got
Other
it.
Other than this.
All right, we'll keep going.
We're having that after the pie.
Yeah, right after.
I got to leave.
No, you don't.
I got to be somewhere.
Where are you going tonight?
I got a business meeting.
With who?
What?
Who are you having a business meeting with?
My attorney.
Who's your attorney?
No comment.
Does his name start with a D?
Yep.
I thought he wasn't allowed to practice law anymore.
He's not practicing law.
To talk.
I gotta fucking finish
Well, we
it.
Gotta do a podcast!
Stop yelling at
Don't
me!
Don't yell at me!
Oh, that's a good bite.
So what are you doing at your business meeting?
Doesn't seem like we're doing guy talk anymore.
No, it doesn't. Let's wrap this up about What the Huck. Seriously, if you don't believe there is a What the Huck, call them up. Again, that's 323-654-7952. What's the number, Perry?
323-654-7952.
I can't hear you.
323-654-7952.
That's right. That's What the Huck. Okay, how close are you to being done? We got to close out Pie Talk, Guy Talk.
And done.
He did it. Well, Nathaniel's parents may be a little poor, but Perry did it. Congratulations, Scaremaster.
And that was Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk.
Is that the phone?
I think that is the phone. Could you send that call through us?
I hear that.
I bet you I know who this is.
Who is it? Oh, it's Martha. I bet it's Martha.
Hello, young lovers, whomever you are. Take a guess at whom is calling
JQA.
You.
JQA. Hey, Mr. Adams.
Indeedery-doo. How is everyone's 2012? 12, it's 12. You know it's 12, you know what that means. That means next year we'll be teenagers. Go on, tell me. How's it going?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Perry's all screwed up. He's messed up, dude.
Perry,
what do I do, now?
Put your broken neck on my shoulder and let it all out. But please, wait. Don't make it about money, please. Now begin.
What's your problem?
I don't have any problems.
Yeah, a lot.
No, not about problems. No. What's troubling you, laddie?
Nothing.
Tell him, dude. I mean, tell him what's going on with you.
Money problems, it's always
good. I'm bored.
When are we going to make the TV series?
Some good news for the new year. How does that sound? Perry, all right. Perry, how would you like some good news? Would you?
Yeah, we would.
All right, listen. I have an opportunity.
Talk to
Perry,
me.
How would you like to be the second male lead in my upcoming film series?
Whoa. Yay!
Now, you, of course, have heard of The Hunger Games, yes? Yes, okay. Going to be a smash hit.
Yeah, of course.
I'm doing is a cheaper knockoff for the confused foreign distributors called The Hungry Games.
Okay.
Perry, you will be one of the hungry stars. Can you be hungry?
All right.
He's really good.
Wonderful. Listen. Now, let me hear you say this line. I love you, but boy, oh boy, these games are sure making me hungry.
I love you, but boy,
with some food in your mouth because there's a whole eating thing.
No, I already ate enough.
If you have anything there you can put in your mouth.
I already ate enough.
We have cookies. Just put the cookies in your mouth.
Just take a quick bite. And try the line. I love you, but boy, oh boy, these games are sure making me hungry. Go on, I'll wait.
He's good. Pull him out.
Boy, oh boy.
Go on, take a bite. Try a line.
Boy, oh boy, these
Do it, Skin.
Boy, oh boy, these games are sure making me hungry.
But boy, oh boy, are these games making me hungry.
I love you.
Boy, oh boy, are these games making me hungry.
All right, listen, you know what? You know, you could stop. I think I'll sleep on it. In the meantime,
joke.
A rib tickler.
Yes,
are you ready?
Yes.
Why did the cow subscribe to Netflix?
Oh. Because he loved movies.
Spot on, Mole. Spot on. Netflix, available for as low as $7.99 a month. Netflix. Toodles.
Whoa. What's he doing?
Cool.
Is he doing ads for Netflix?
It seems like he just shoehorned an ad for Netflix.
He sure did.
It kind of seemed that way.
You think he's getting paid for that?
That was a shoehorned way of doing an ad for Netflix.
We should try to find out, because that's bullshit if he's getting
money. If he's piggybacking on our podcast to make a bunch of money
on our podcast? It's podcast.
Not if you watch it on an iPad, dude.
Yeah, good point. Well, you know what? We're very glad to have coming back with us again
in
2012, the good people at ASM Plumbing and Porn. Now, if you're not familiar with them, they're your one stop for all your plumbing and your hardcore man-on-man plumbing concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take my word for it. Why don't we take the words and the wisdom of an American hero? A guy who did something for America last year that we'll never be able to thank him enough. American hero, friend of the show, skateboard enthusiast, Terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Skateboard enthusiast?
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM! Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell him Terrifying Tim sent you.
He's not me. I'm the skateboard enthusiast. I'm the one that went from almost nothing, almost died, came out of it, became a comedian, made a movie, and then fucking did my dream. Opened up a skateboard company. Which, really, I wasn't looking to open up a skateboard company. I was, after running into my old friend Tony Alva, expecting to possibly get myself a signature Alva board. But Tony says to me, he goes, you don't want that. You want your own company. He says, I'll even help you get started. That's what happened.
Tony Alva said that to you.
Sure did. That's how he got me started.
So you're the only person that's ever been a
skateboarder. I'm not the only person.
So did you have to pay Tony Alva to help you?
No, he wouldn't want to take my money.
Because he's the coolest.
He is cool. He's a very nice guy.
Well, anyway, now
he started the whole hat thing.
What do you mean the hat thing?
Well, he wore the hat before Scare Mask. Scare Mask kind of stole it from Tony Alva.
The fedora brim, yeah.
Absolutely. He stole it from Tony Alva.
I didn't realize that's where you
back
got
in,
it from.
That was the original. Holy shit.
What a
back
theme.
A lot of people think it's Hasidic Jews, but it's actually Tony Alva who he stole the hat look from.
That's right. That was back in the...
You knew this all
back
along?
In junior high.
Yeah, because Tony Alva stayed true to it. I mean, listen, I love Peralta. He's my guy.
But Peralta's cool, too.
Because, you know, he was just the coolest dude. But, you know, I'll tell you what. Tony Alva was the coolest dude, man. He was just like, I'm not going to play the game. Tony Hawk's going to go out there and start selling Froyo.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But you know what I do know? We're going to do something that's considered the best thing that we do on here. It's time, once again, can we all say it together? It's time for a little Mole Play.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, are you supposed to say anything before we introduce the segment?
No, it's party.
All right, well, mole play is an improv game that we play here on the show. Mole will set up a scenario. Sometimes he takes something that we've done in the show. He'll set the scene. He'll direct the scene. Mole, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay, today's Mole Play is going to be a great Mole Play, but before we begin, I have to say that Mole Play is in no way related to Mole Play, the board game, a division of Propedic Industry.
Okay, go ahead.
Today, I would like to travel forward in time. 3 days from now, after Dan Barney has delivered all the money to Nathaniel's parents, all the money except for Scaremaster's money, and so Nathaniel's money for the Nathaniel Foundation has all the money. And Dan, you're going to play Nathaniel's beautiful mother who had to bury her beautiful son Nathaniel. Scaremaster, you're going to come over to cheer her up because she's bummed out that you didn't give her any money. But you're not you. You are 1969's John Voight as Joe Buck.
Oh, God.
Joe Buck.
Okay.
Harry, what are you talking about? This is a game we play here on the show. It's where Mole sets a scenario, which he's doing. He then casts a scene. He cast you as Joe
I'm
Buck.
The hustler, motherfucker.
Right.
Well, then I'm going to hustle you for all the money.
Exactly.
Mole play.
Well, hello, Joe Buck.
Hey, how you doing there, sweetie pie?
Oh, boy, you are a smooth talker. Well, I'm happy and I'm not happy. The Big Three, well, not all members, but we made a little money from the Big Three cast. Mary Jane, Mole, and Don gave us a bunch of money. Perry gave his to some child pornography or...
Yeah, it means his own bank account.
Is because that what he did?
Because
Joe Buck defends Scaremaster.
He doesn't have much of a income.
But
these
Joe
days.
Buck is disgusted by Scaremaster. Joe Buck, but you want to cheer up?
Look.
What do you think of Perry?
He's a nice guy.
Joe Buck is disgusted by Scaremaster.
He might be a little bit disgusted. Look. The problem here is he doesn't have a regular job, and he doesn't get much money from.
Nathaniel's mom can't take the sexual tension anymore.
You are so strong. You are so big.
She moves over towards
I'm walking over here. Come here,
Christ,
Joe.
This is so fucking hard for
me
to do.
Come here. Lie down beside me.
Oh, Christ.
Joe, you're a man with a neck brace, and I can't tell you how much that turns me on.
Shit. Now what?
Look at this.
Nathaniel's mom really, really is making a pass at Joe Buck.
Come on, you fucking dirty.
Hey. Honey. Let me have some money, honey. Honey! Get the fuck out of there!
What are you doing? Why are you being so rough with my pussy?
Where is that money?
It's in my pussy.
Joe Buck reaches for it and leans in for a kiss.
Oh, please.
Just lick
get.
My pussy. Just lick my pussy.
No.
Why?
Because if I don't... God, there's not a pussy down there, you know that.
What's going on, Mole?
That was Mole Play.
Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
I don't know why Perry always turns every Mole Play into some sexual thing with
really him. Seems to go there with him.
It really seems that way.
Because of the way you guys make it.
The way us guys make it. First of all, take it back.
It's improv.
It's a thing that Mole creates a scenario.
I have nothing to go with it.
Oh, you think we planned this before?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
I won't sit by and listen to this.
I think it's time we get out of here. By the way, we are looking for interns. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you want to be an intern for Simply Don, the podcast network and the Big Three podcast, we need some help. So if you're a college student, come on over. We'll put you to work.
It's a great way to earn extra credit.
Sure is. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, I'm on Twitter at SimplyDon1. Perry, you're on Twitter too, aren't
you? ScaryPerry818.
And, of course, on Facebook, I'm at Don Barris. Perry, you're...
Perry F. Caravello.
And that's K-A-R...
C-A-R as in car, A V as in Victor, E-L-L-O.
And, of course, Walter Molodinsky. And I'm glad that we can say this. He's a friend of our show. He's an American hero. He's the great Tim Rapide, and you can reach him on Facebook, Windy City Heat. Also, check out the Ding Dong Show. You got anything going on, Mo?
You know, there's that thing with the guys in Japan and also the other people?
Yeah, actually, I don't know what you're talking about. It doesn't matter.
Guys in China or the guys in Japan?
You got it.
You can catch me every night at the Comedy Store. And don't forget, every Monday night, 10 p.m. at the Ding Dong Show at the Comedy Store. Well, this is the Big Three. Welcome back. Welcome to 2012. Once again,
Big Three!
See you later!
TPN, Simply Done.